innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 239. And joining me today, we got Renee.
What's going on, man?
Chilling. It's been an eventful kind of week, you know?
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. And actually, before we get into the show, I want to thank some people that have been helping me out this week with some podcast questions. And some criticism and critiques that I really, really liked, and I'm really glad you guys gave it to us. So to the new listeners that are here, thank you so much. We appreciate you like you wouldn't believe. And if you do like the show, please spread the word. And if you don't like it, tell us what you don't like, all right? So, and also Black Lives Matter. I had to throw that in there, man, because this week has been crazy. We're going to get into some shit later, but I had to throw it out there, man, because we didn't get some shit this week. And yeah, man, like I said, I've been getting a bunch of new followers. Not like I said, but like, you know, I'm saying it now. I've gotten a bunch of new followers in the last couple of weeks on my social medias, and they've been pretty cool. And I just want to thank them for checking out the show.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. So it's always good to be able to interact with people to actually listen to shows and see what they think. So that way, you know, we know how to better what we have.
Yeah. And I did it my way. So it was like, I would find people that really aren't into the nerdy stuff because they would kind of be like impartial.
Mm-hmm.
And just critique us on what we do. And I heard some really good things, so I kind of want to keep it going.
Well, good. Awesome. I like to hear good things. I even like to hear the bad things, too. Like,
yeah.
It's something that's like, oh, yeah, I don't want to hear the bad shit. But, you know, then what other ways do you expect to improve if you don't know what you're doing shitty?
Yeah, it's not good to, like, do this kind of thing in a vacuum because you're just, like, kind of mentally masturbating yourself just to hear your voice.
Yeah, and that's it. We do enough of that already. So what's been going on, dude? How has this past week been treating you?
Yeah, it's been a really wild week, actually. And it's actually been a wild 2 weeks because I wasn't on the last episode.
That's right.
I've been having a lot of health issues lately, and I kind of narrowed it down to what it was. And basically, I'm allergic to weed now. So.
Oh, nice.
Which is like good and bad for me. Like, I mean, we know this, and I've said it, like, I don't hide anything in my life. I have nothing to hide. So last year, my mom died. I was working at a hotel here, and I just had like a nervous breakdown from all the stress in May. And I've just been living off my savings and stuff and just kind of trying to keep myself sane and keep my head up since last May. Actually, no, since fucking March, when my mom got sick. But so through all of that, and this is the funny thing, because this is like the really, really funny part. The weed that I've been getting down here is really, really good. And I'm a pothead connoisseur. Like, I know my weed. Like, I've lived in Washington, and I've spent a lot of time in California, and like, I know what good weed is now. And the weed that we smoke now, like the stuff that's out there in the open and the public, it's way stronger than like what I had 10 years ago, right? So that's why you're getting a lot of issues in the news sometimes with like the, what was it, the oil cartridge thing that happened up in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And some people getting sick from weed out west too. And I realized what it was. That's what was fucking me up. I've had issues with vitamin deficiencies before. And I was kind of freaking out because I was like, I would start crapping up like on my ribs, like from like my nipples to like the bottom of my ribs. And it got so bad that I couldn't even do crunches. And I just didn't think it was weed. Like you can't really overdose on weed. So I was like, you can't do this. So I kept popping vitamins. I was chugging Pedialyte and I was still getting cramps, dude. It got so bad at one point that like when I'm driving, I couldn't turn my head. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, like something's got to fucking give. So I went to the doc and he gave me some meds and they didn't help either. So I was kind of like freaking out and I put all of my symptoms into Google and it came back with this weed thing. And I'll get into it next week because I'm already kind of rambling. But basically, yeah, I'm allergic to weed and the only cure for what I have is like not smoking weed. It's called cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome or something like that. You can Google it, look it up. it's a real thing. And basically what happened was, like, I've been taking breaks to, like, oh, like, only smoke on the weekend, right? But, dude, like, I was smoking, like, a lot of weed. Like Snoop Dogg kind of weed. Like, 5-6 joints a day, dude. And, like...
Jesus Christ, yeah. That's a
lot. Yeah, like, it's a lot. And
that's what they always say. They always say, you know, like, everything in moderation is okay.
Yeah. But you know how potheads are. Like, we don't understand the concept
There's no concept of moderation.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I was maintaining. I was pretty cool until, like, December, and then it got really bad. So, yeah, man, like, I did a little experiment this week. Like, I've been smoking during the week, only on the weekends, and, like, I think Wednesday was. I tried some weed, and immediately I started getting the symptoms. I started puking immediately, cramps about a half hour after. And I just felt like shit. And I'm like, yo, I can't keep doing this to myself. This is fucking me up. And yeah, we got to talk to the doctor, I think on Monday or Tuesday, whenever I got to go back. Okay. And, you know, I'm going to explain it to him. Be like, look, Google this. Because a lot of doctors don't know about it. Like, it's a really new thing. And my theory on that is because, like I said, the weed that we're smoking now is, like, nuclear strong compared to the stuff that was out 10 years ago.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. And again, like, guys, if you do smoke weed, I'm not telling you to stop. But just be aware. Yeah, like, if you smoke to the face a lot, it's gonna affect you, your body. It's just it. Mm-hmm. And again, like, smoking is bad for you, no matter what. Like, like, if it's weed or tobacco, like, you're literally smoke inhaling for pleasure, and it's not a good thing. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, like, I'm in my 40s, dude. Like, I gotta take better care of myself, especially because I really want to do a lot of stuff that I haven't been able to do until recently, and I'm gonna keep going. So. But yeah, that's what's been going on the last 2 weeks. Like, kind of trying to figure out why my body was trying to kill me. And yeah, I mean, the rest of the stuff we're going to get into in a bit. So,
okay. Awesome. I guess I could start with what I've been doing since last week, pretty much. After the solo episode I did, which I kind of spoke on the leading up to, was Super Bowl 45 that was out here last week. That was super fucking fun. It was really cool to actually be at the event that I didn't have to pay like $3,000 to be at. It's fucking good. It was cool. It was cool to experience the Super Bowl and see all the people that were there. Thankfully, you know, it's been over a week, so nothing's happened. I'm good. I'm alive.
How was the crowd, man? Like, that's like awesome that you got to do that, man. I was so happy
for you. The crowd was actually really good. Everybody was, you know, socially distant. Everybody had their masks and everything. Everybody took care of themselves whenever they had, you know, moments of, you know, not actively drinking. Yeah. So when they weren't drinking, they had to wear their masks and stuff like that. So that was one thing that, you know, happened throughout the entire event. You know, and people after a while they were like, oh my god, we're drinking so much, we want to keep our masks on. No, you need to fucking keep your shit on. But for the most part, they were pretty good. I didn't really notice or hear of any, you know, bad event as far as that happening. But it actually turned out towards the end of the game there was a streaker on the field,
and I saw that.
Yeah, that was interesting. I didn't get to actually see the streaker on the field, but it happens. Those events that always fucking happens. It never fails. Because people they want to have their, you know, their 5 seconds of fame or whatever, and for those 5 seconds, pretty much get some felony offense, and that's not cool.
I love that he was wearing the Borat banana hammock thing.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. But yeah, now he's completely fucked for his life for trying to fucking just jump the field.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know that happens, I guess. Another thing that was pretty cool is actually being able to see what everything is builds up to at the stadium when it comes to a huge event like that. It's not like a regular, like the regular season games or whatever. So one thing that happened, of course, it was supposed to be like a neutral ground. So they didn't fire off the cannons like they always do whenever, you know, a team, well, whenever the Bucks actually score. There weren't any real semblance of like, oh yeah, this is where the Bucks play all the time. Everything that was technically Buck stuff was pretty much covered up
for them. Wow.
Yeah. Other than the big pirate ship, of course, it's hard to fucking cover a big ass pirate ship. Was pretty much like covered up. So you didn't really see anything throughout the stadium either. Like for the most part, it was pretty much covered up. So that was pretty interesting to see the way they did that. But there was a lot of shit that was like just slightly different than what you would usually expect at the stadium. It was pretty cool. I had a good time. It was fun to actually get to experience it, because other than the fact that it was like, you know, a long ass fucking day, it was still cool. I got to actually watch the game, I got to chill, and then I got this pretty cool ass fucking hat.
Yeah, right, the Super Bowl hat.
That was cool. It was cool. It was a fun event. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, like I was so happy for you that you got that, man. And like it was crazy because I fell asleep that night. Like I took a nap when the game started because I don't really care for your team.
Yeah, I didn't care for either team either.
And then when I woke up, like everyone was losing their fucking mind. Like I think on the last touchdown, like the entire neighborhood like fucking went crazy.
Oh yeah, of
course. And then yeah, like you know, I went to go get you, and you know, I was there. But nah, man, I'm really glad that it was cool. Some of the message boards and Reddits that I'm on for Tampa were like, yo, this is going to be a super spreader event. We still don't know if it is, but I mean, from what I heard and from what I've been reading, like they actually were really good about it. So,
yeah.
You know, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Fingers crossed that everything actually worked out, because this is actually like one of those big things that will lead to more things actually being open as far as like, at least here in Florida, at least, basically saying like, okay, yeah, the way we held down things is kind of the same way any other live event would be as well. So that being said, the possibilities of WrestleMania could actually be a bigger thing now, being that, you know, we had over, you know, more than 30, almost 30,000 people there. So that should be interesting.
Tell that story you told me about one of the guys that you had to like be like, yo, you can't come in without your credentials.
Oh yeah. There was a few people that was like trying.
That's how good the security was. That's how good the security was.
Yeah. This is actually before the even the Super Bowl event. We were trying to the week previous, I was actually working the getting credentials for everybody, and everybody that was getting their credentials needed a specific pass or whatever, an app on their phone that you would have to basically answer all the questions, basically saying, okay, yeah, I haven't had COVID, or, you know, not necessarily having COVID, having the thing, but not having any symptoms or blah, blah, blah of all that stuff. So basically just your regular health standard type, you know, thing.
Yeah, and the Super Bowl stuff starts like 2 weeks before, right? Like a lot of people don't know that. Like it's a big event, like for the United States.
It's a huge event.
It's the biggest sporting event of the year for the United States now.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, you start getting ready like 2 weeks before. I forget where I was that. Like, it was the Super Bowl, and I was around that too. It might have been when I was like kind of traveling around.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it starts like 2 weeks before, and it's pretty crazy. It's like a giant like sports convention, and people getting
that's exactly what before. It is. That's exactly what it is. So what we were doing, I was basically getting credentials for everybody. But in order to get into it, to actually get your stuff, you actually had to have this as health assessment and, you know, all the other things, because that comes directly from the NFL to the person that's supposed to be coming to the thing. So I tell the person, this person actually says he was an owner. I don't know how much of an owner he really was, but understandable, because, you know, sometimes these owners don't know what's going on. They just know, okay, yeah, we're supposed to be there and I have all this money, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. And this dude was like, yeah, I'm an owner or whatever. I just need to go get my credentials and stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. Do you have your stuff? And he was like, what stuff? I'm like, you know, the app that we need or whatever. You need to make sure I have that, so that way, you know, we can get this whole thing situated. And he was like, no, I don't have that. I'm like, well, you should have gotten something. He's like, I had some emails. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me see the email, so that way, you know, I can show you how to do it on the email. He was like, oh, I had it printed. Like, what am I supposed to do with a printed email? I can't do anything with that. And after a couple minutes of whatever, I was just like, listen, like, I need you to go get your stuff and make sure that you have this so that way you can get in. Because you thought you were not going to get in. And it was also the last day of them actually being able to get their stuff. So he had to walk back to his car and come back to actually do everything. And I was like, yeah, they're like, we can't just let you just come through to do anything if you don't have your right stuff. And that's how it was for everybody. Everybody that was going to the actual game, you had to make sure you had your, you know, your health screening and make sure that you had a mask before you even got into the stadium. And yeah. We weren't playing. It was like, yeah, we can't. Then they checked everybody's temperature before they got in, and they checked for everything. So how truthful people were, it's one thing, but, you know, we tried to cover our asses at that point.
Yeah, it's like that's the only thing you could do.
Yeah. Yeah. But from,
well, I'm glad it worked out. I'm just really glad it worked out.
Yeah, yeah. And from what I've noticed, there hasn't really been anything that was basically saying that, you know, yeah, this happened because I was there. So
I did see something on the local news. Apparently they're looking for someone who's like fucking holding some woman against as well. But that's literally the only bad thing I've seen from the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that's because I watch the local news stuff. I'm a news nerd. So
right.
That was the only thing. Out of like all those people there.
Right.
That's like bad thing.
And then not only just that, but so also far, the fact, so also the fact that like we also had a huge gathering after the game, because of course, you know, Tampa likes to do shit. So everybody likes to, you know, gather around downtown Tampa, or not even downtown Tampa, but like towards Ybor, and yeah, they go nuts over it.
Yeah, I saw that. That was crazy.
And then not only just that, but also this week they also had the you know how they usually have the ticket tape parade when the Yankees used to win the
bull parade? That was this week?
Yeah, that was this past week. It was I think it was on like Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
They had a yacht parade going down the riverside, or the Riverview stuff. And fucking Tom Brady threw...
Yeah, I saw that.
He threw the Lombardi Trophy to Gronk at another fucking boat. And I was like, okay.
Yo, I'm going to say this, man, because I know somebody's going to get mad at me. But dude, brother, I'm so sorry, but fuck Tom Brady. Like, the fucking MAGA shit, plus, like, the disrespect that he has for the fucking championship that he won. I'm like, yo, fuck this motherfucker. Anyway, yeah. That's it. The only thing I'm going to say. Sorry. Because people take this shit mad seriously. Like, and I always forget, because I'm like, I'm not into sports anymore. Like, unless it's, like, boxing or MMA or wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, fuck Tom Brady. We're going to get into more stuff when we get to what we're going to get into. But, yeah, man.
Yeah. But regardless, overall,
he was so drunk they had to carry him with two fucking people. That shit had him cracking up at the end of the parade. Like, there's a video. Mm-hmm. I think I retweeted it. That, like, he's like, he's so fucking drunk, and he's got two guys walking him. None of them are wearing a mask, and they're being like surrounded by reporters and fans.
Oh yeah,
I was like, oh dude, you're so 2021.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, Tom Brady's an asshole.
But that was pretty cool. Another cool thing that actually happened at the game, I actually got to meet two people, somewhat famous people. Famous to me. One of them is super famous to me because I've been a fan for ages.
Oh yeah, you didn't mention that.
Yeah, I didn't mention that. I actually got to meet Steve Young, one of the former quarterbacks from, you know, way back in the day, 49ers. I got to meet him as he was going up towards the NFL broadcast area. And that was pretty fucking dope. He was mad nonchalant, mad chill. He was just like, oh yeah, I'm just going right up there. And I was like, okay, cool, go right ahead. It's awesome to meet you. And he was like, okay, cool, thank you. And he just went straight upstairs. Quick little 2 seconds or whatever. And it was awesome. And then also I got to meet Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that one you mentioned. That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah. I got to meet Miley Cyrus for a quick second. She was actually surrounded by like 8 other people. I guess, you know, her little entourage and like 2 huge ass big black bodyguards. But yeah, it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to see her because she was actually there performing for a lot of the healthcare workers that they were all vaccinated and shit like that. So they did a special show just for them, and she was the one performing.
That's
and before she actually performed, when we first got there, because we got there really early, she was doing soundcheck for it. So I actually got to hear her show before she actually did the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I had a fun time, and who knows when I'll be able to go to another Super Bowl. Yeah. And then as far as anything else that I've been doing after that, I pretty much haven't really done much. One of the things that I actually did watch was actually on Netflix, which was The History of Swear Words.
Oh, yeah. I saw the first episode, and it was cool, but I just didn't go back. Like, I've been doing so much fucking video gaming. Like, I had to force myself to watch stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. No, The History of Swear Words is actually pretty good. Because, of course, you know, I like swearing. So actually seeing, you know, a little bit of background for it, and you know how they joke around about shit like that is pretty cool. And the fact that it was also, and for us it's hosted by Nicolas Cage, so can't be that bad, right?
Yeah, no, I'm like, what I was gonna say is that we're from the Bronx, so like cursing is like a dialect for us.
Yeah, it's in there, regardless of no matter what you fucking think about, it's there. Yeah, but it's a good little watch. It's a good 6 hours, the 6 episodes. Each episode is really like 25, 30 minutes, nothing too crazy. So you don't got to worry about, you know, wasting too much time on it. Okay. But another thing that I also started actually this week was actually on HBO Max, which is Search Party. That's actually a pretty cool show. It came out a few years ago. So it's on like the third season already. I literally just started. I didn't really know much about it. I was like, okay, let me try to watch something. And I watched that, and it was actually pretty cool. It's basically about this story about this girl that winds up being lost, and her friends that were from college and stuff are like, oh yeah, we gotta figure out what the fuck happened to her, and they pretty much go try and find her, because turns out that one of the girls that's looking for her actually sees her on the street, and they're trying to figure out where the fuck is she going when everybody thinks that she's lost. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool so far from what I've seen, and I like it. I like it so far. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, like I saw it pop up, but I'd never heard of it, so I was kind of waiting for someone that I trusted to see it. So I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but it's also very like millennial hipster type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of you know falls in along those lines. So you know it's that type of humor and a lot of like you know it's weird humor, but it does actually hit where it's supposed to and actually makes sense. And it's also very New York too. So
yeah, I mean the only show that I can't watch that's like that is Girls. So I mean as long as it's a New York show, I can watch it.
Yeah. Some of it seems like a like kind of Girls, but I think it's a little bit better than Girls.
Okay,
but it's worth a watch. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's it for me for the week. What do you have?
I
know you've been playing the PlayStations.
We're gonna get into that later. But I mean, I saw a couple of movies. We're gonna get into next week because they just came out and people still haven't seen them. The Little Things, Psycho Gorman. I just binged The Stand because it finished this week, and it's really good. Actually, it's so good that I think I'm gonna do something on it by myself, just about each episode, because it's a really, really good adaptation of Stephen King's best novel. I know some people have problems with it, but I fucking loved it. I thought it was really good, and I really want to explain why. So I'm gonna try to do something on it. I've been reading a bunch of comics that I fucking just discovered were out. Garth Ennis does Garth Ennis, the guy who wrote the Punisher stuff and Preacher, he's really into like history, and he does these comic books, these war comic books that are really fucking good. And I just got like all the compendiums. There's like 5 of them, and I just grabbed them really quick on sale online. I've just been going through them. I've read those stories before, but like there's a bunch that I didn't read because they were published by IDW. And then, like, some shit switched around, and I just couldn't keep up. And I'm reading The Stand again, slowly, just kind of, like, to remember how the story goes. And I think that's pretty much it. I mean, like, yeah, like, oh, no, yeah, that's it. Like, the last big thing that I watched was The Stand, because I kind of wanted to watch it in one shot. And, okay. Like, I just finished episode 8, like, a couple minutes before we started recording.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Wow. I still haven't fully watched it. I've only seen like the first three episodes or so. And it's actually a good show too. It's definitely worth the watch. But I guess I've been watching so much other shit that I just lose track of time.
Like the CBS Access streaming app and the website or whatever is actually really good. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, they have a lot of stuff. They have all the Star Treks, and those shows are all really good. I binged Picard last month, and that was like really fucking good for if you're a Star Trek fan.
Okay.
And Discovery's great too. Well, my point with this is that they're gonna turn CBS All Access to Paramount Plus, I think March 4th, and I really hope that they do more Stephen King stuff because they did Under the Dome. CBS did Under the Dome, and they did some other stuff too. And I really hope they kind of pick up Castle Rock because, dude, like this, The Stand was so well done.
Yeah,
and if they can keep that energy going with other stuff that Stephen King did, I think it would be fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially since they've been doing the thing over and over, the thing movie or whatever. Well, I mean, not thing it.
Yeah,
it 1 and 2. So like, and being that they also like you said, the Castle Rock stuff they've been on Hulu. It'd be awesome if they bring it back for for the TV as well.
Yeah, for season 3, because
yeah.
Man, I was blown away by The Stand. Like, and again, because I'm not smoking weed, I was able to like really pay attention. And mm-hmm. I caught a bunch of shit that I didn't catch the first time I saw the episode.
Nice.
And like
nice.
I said, I'm going to try to do something maybe this week for next week. So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I want to see, that's going to be on CBS is actually the Clarice, which is,
Yeah, it started yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
It's on there.
Oh, it's on there? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I saw one good review that I trust.
Okay.
I'm gonna check it out because I am a fan of Hannibal, but I'm a little like scared how this is gonna come out.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of anything Silence of the Lambs, pretty much. So like, seeing that they're actually gonna go through Clarice or whatever and see how that works, it's gonna be pretty interesting. So yeah, I want to see that. And that leads us into our geek shit for the week.
Oh, so, we got a lot of geek shit.
Oh, we got so much geek shit. I figured you can start this off because you kind of started to touch into it for a second, but you didn't go too much into it. So go right ahead, sir. Hit us with the first one.
All right. So the big Star Wars news this week was that Gina Carano got fired from The Mandalorian and from her future shows and movies she was supposed to do because she is a huge idiot who is a big like right wing nut, and she's really into Trump and she's really into QAnon and a lot of those bullshit conspiracy theories that are online. And I've known a lot of this for a while. Like as an aside, I used to fight and train back in New York around 2010, 2009. And I also know people who work for some of the big fight companies. There's one called Bellator, and there's another one that I'm fucking blanking on right now. But back when Gina Carano was fighting and stuff, like she got into a lot of trouble when she was just being herself. And it got so bad that like certain places didn't want to hire her. UFC, number one, never had her. And that says a lot because the UFC was literally taking people off the street when they started because they had no fighters.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, like I'm a political person. And I've tried to separate my politics as much as possible. And I cut her a lot of slack. I mean, I said it on an episode about The Mandalorian. Like, I cut her a lot of slack because it's Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And kids don't know her politics, and they don't care. Yep. So I was cool to let certain shit slide because it's Star Wars. She's not really in it that much, at least until, like, this season, the second season. She wasn't in that much. And she can't act. Like, she was in the Haywire, and they had to fucking dub her voice because she can't fucking act. Mm-hmm. And in the Star Wars stuff and the Mandalorian stuff, a lot of that is done in editing. So you don't even really have to... dude, this is going to sound so bad. But you are acting in front of a green screen, so it's kind of like you can fucking edit that shit to work and look amazing and sound amazing and edit it just right. So even if you can't fucking act, they can make you look like you can. And that's what they've been doing. if you really look at the shows and pay attention, you'll see what I mean. She hardly talks. She's all action. There you go. But she crossed the line. She crossed a couple of lines, actually, because she's been posting some, like, Trump shit since 2016. Like, she kind of just, like a lot of idiots in this country, they just kind of, like, thought that the 2016 election was permission to become, like, openly racist and ignorant to people. I mean, I saw it in Miami firsthand, and, like, it happened everywhere. It didn't just happen in Miami, and that's what I thought. But, like, people all over the country, man, started losing their fucking minds. And her shit got even worse, and then she did Deadpool, and then she did fucking Mandalorian, right? And a lot of people didn't know what was going down with her, but, like, I did. And I was like, all right, like, whatever. I mean, this is not going to end well, but whatever. She's posted transphobic stuff. Fucking Pedro Pascal's sister just came out as transphobic. He had to explain to her what it was and what it wasn't. And she actually, like, took back her stupid shit about that, and she apologized. So that's why I was, like, hoping that she would fucking get her shit together and figure out that she's got 2 years to get this shit together, or she's right. gonna fuck up really bad. And she fucked up really bad. On Wednesday, she has a big following on Parler, which doesn't exist anymore, but she does still have her Instagram. And she does have a Twitter account, but I'm pretty sure she's gonna take that down. She posted two things in fucking one day that were beyond belief, and they crossed huge lines. First, she did something. I forgot what the little one was, because it was one that was kind of stupid compared to the bigger one. But she compared the COVID restrictions and the rules and the shutdowns to Nazi Germany, which is just get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, you just don't compare or bring up Nazi shit now, man. It's just not cool, especially with the climate that's going on now in this country politically. Like, if you fucking have that kind of shit on you, you are a bad guy, especially to the people like us that aren't into that shit. And yeah, man, like, you can't do that, bro. Like, that's fucked up. On a personal level, man, back in New York, like, I'm old. I've known Holocaust survivors, and I've known people that have dealt with that shit. I had a teacher who was a fucking Holocaust survivor. And, like, if you belittle that shit, that's really fucked up, man. Like, it is bad. Like, and again, like, we've tried really hard, really fucking hard, to keep our politics out of this stuff, but you just can't anymore. There's good and there's evil, and there's a lot of in between. But yo, dude, like, yeah, you have the right to free speech, but that doesn't mean you're free from the repercussions of your free speech. And that's a really hard concept for half of this country to understand now. And actually, a lot of the world too, because, like, the UK, Hungary, parts of Europe, Germany, they're dealing with their own fucking right wing shit because of us. Because we're supposed to be the world leader, and they see us being this stupid with Trump, so they fucking do it over there too, man. And it's just so fucking bad. All the shit that's been popping up since 2016 has really, like, put so much negativity in this country, like, on fucking blast and focus. And hopefully, now that we've kind of moved past that with a new president, we can actually start healing a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a crazy thing, man. I mean, the court shit going on now, like, that's a whole other thing. And, like, yeah, man, like, yo, fuck her. Like, I cannot fucking stress that enough, dude. Like, fuck her. Fuck her fans that support her. Fuck. Oh, my God. I got to calm down because I'm going to fucking go crazy. Like, the whole thing is, if she had fucking kept her mouth shut, and I'm not saying that, like, to belittle her, right? I'm just saying, if she had just fucking kept her fucking opinions to herself, and I don't mean that, like, because she's a woman or blah, 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 whatever. I'm just saying, politically, you don't bring that shit to work, or at least you're not supposed to until 2016.
Right.
And, yo, she fucking, I know Pedro Pascal must have warned her, man. Like, he's really open about the way he is, and I know he fucking talked to her about this shit, and she still didn't fucking listen, and she still fucking went going. I'm actually looking up what she posted just to make sure I got it right. But let's hear your take on that while I'm trying to figure this out.
It's just an interesting situation. Like, I actually enjoyed the fuck out of her in The Mandalorian. Like I like it was one of like a cool moment to see, you know, her actually come up from where she was before as far as like a shitty actress, even though she's not that great of an actress anymore still. But seeing her play out that character was pretty cool. But then hearing the whole backlash on everything was, it's like, okay, I kind of sucks, but you know, like sometimes you just gotta keep it out of you know, putting everything out the way that you do. Like you have your own opinions about stuff, but you know, you don't have to necessarily shed it the way that you did or that she did, you know?
Yeah, man. It turned into a free speech thing, man. And like one of the first things I remember being taught in high school, like history, is that, yeah, we have the right to free speech in this country. It's one of the reasons why we're such a great country. But no one has immunity from repercussions of your actions, man. The one thing I almost forgot to fucking go on this little rant. I was actually really shocked that Disney fired her. I'm really shocked that they did. And if you notice, it was Lucasfilm that fucking put that out and fired her officially. Right. But that's Disney. And Disney is one of the most evilest fucking corporations on the planet. It's just no. Like, they do some really shitty shit here, man. Like just for example, they pay everyone at the parks minimum wage. And here in Florida, that's $9. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a couple of seconds, listeners, please. Like, think about that. These people make money, $1 million every second.
Yeah.
And they literally fucking fired their staff that were, they were paying fucking nothing wages. And they fucking gave themselves raises. I was like, dude, what the fuck? I personally don't pay for Disney Plus. I mean, someone does, but I don't. And I'm just like, fuck them. Like, they already got so much of my money from Star Wars. I'm a walking fucking advertisement for their fucking Star Wars shit. I'm like, fuck them. But my point was that I was all over Twitter on this shit because, like, I wasn't really paying attention to it because Wednesday was the day that I was like going really sick. I got really sick and I was puking like crazy. So I wasn't paying attention. And then like I started getting like tweets and like someone, like people send me memes that they are too scared to post. It just is what it is. Like people are like, you know, I can't do this on my page, but you don't give a fuck. So go ahead. And I'll post it. And I'm like, yeah. So yeah, man, I got so many fucking Gina Carano memes. I was dying. Like that actually really made me happy. That like the Star Wars community came out and said, yeah, you know what? We're not about this hate, anti-Semitism, and just fucking transphobia and just fucking stupidity. Like I really was glad they came out. Yeah, man, because Disney hires and has people working for them that are fucking evil. And the fact that they fucking fired her, I was just shocked. I was like, wow. Like, it was really, really fucking shocking to me that she got fired.
Yeah.
The last thing I'm going to say before you bring up what you were going to tell me that I was like, don't tell me. Surprising. But she literally fucking pissed away her future career unless and until she actually, like, really fucking changes her ways. And she's not going to do that, man. She's been like that since... The first time I noticed her was around 2000, whatever, when she first started. And she's been a dick since then. Yeah. And I have receipts. If anybody wants to come at me, I have receipts. I'm a certain kind of dude, and I've known so many people from all over the world, all entertainment and whatever. Like, a lot of the people that you guys see on TV, not so much wrestling anymore, but a lot of the people you see on TV and other stuff, I've actually interacted with them in one way or another. And, like, yeah, man, like, people suck. But yeah, what was the surprise you're gonna tell me?
She actually, unfortunately, she did lose the Mandalorian, but she also she gained something new, and that is actually she's gonna be working for the Daily Wire. And she is in works at actually developing and producing her own film. to be introduced on this outlet or whatever, the Daily Wire.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured because she's not going to get hired by anybody who's A, big,
right,
or not Fox Sports, OAN, or Newsmax. Like, right. I mean, she might get a job in Fox News or whatever, but
something will pop up eventually.
And this is the one person I'm like, you know what? I don't wish her the best. Like, grow the fuck up. Fucking read a history book. Grow the fuck up and, like, just, you know, snap yourself back to reality, you stupid fucking idiot, man.
Right.
All right. That's it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I guess to continue on the sour side, we got some more news. You know, we've been speaking for a while already about Joss Whedon and how he's been treating people for a long time. And then this week, we got word that Charisma Carpenter, who was originally in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, came out saying that, you know, he wasn't the best of dudes behind the scenes.
She really, like, kind of went off on him. Like, I read the tweet. It was like, you know, like, she was uncomfortable throughout the whole experience and that she kind of crossed the line.
I
just feel really bad because, like, I thought Ray whatever, and I'm fucking blanking on his name.
Ray Fisher.
I owe him Ray Fisher. Like, I'm sorry, dude. I was smoking a lot of weed. I was drinking a lot. And I just thought you're being opportunistic. I had my Elon Musk moment. My brother, I'm sorry. You're a greatest cyborg. The other guy's better. But hey, I am so sorry, dude. If I ever cross paths with you in the future, I'll buy your beer or blunt or both. Because I'm not a Joss Whedon fan. Like, right. I never saw Buffy. I'm not going to say why, but I just never watched it. Just never appealed to me. And then I thought Firefly was overrated. And it had this fucking idiot in it who's a real big asshole in real life. The guy that wasn't Full Metal Jacket.
Nathan Fillion?
No. I had shit on him, but I'm not going to touch him because I motherfucking choose people. the guy who played Animal Mother in Full Metal Jacket. His name, man. He's really bad. So I was like, yo, I'm not watching anything connected to him.
Gotcha.
And then I finally, the way I got into Joss Whedon was someone showed me the Firefly movie and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, mm-hmm. Wow, this is pretty good. And then I tried to watch the show and I'm like, wow, this sucks.
the show is more like a Western than it actually is, you know.
And it kills me. Like, not for nothing, but it sucked. And if it was good, someone else would have picked it up. Fucking nerds gotta chill the fuck out.
It completely sucks. It's the fact that, like, it's very slow. It's very drawn out. So the fact that after one season, nobody really watched it is why it didn't go anywhere. Because nobody watched it. It was on Fox, like, back then when Fox didn't have anything. So, like, it kind of was in a bad place. So nobody really gave a fuck about it until way after it came out. Way after they were like, oh yeah, fuck this show. They're like, fuck it, we're just gonna put it somewhere else. We're just gonna not put it out anywhere. But then continuing with Charisma Carpenter, like, Buffy came out, she was like, yeah, I stand by her because she's seen what, you know, what's been going on with her and shit and what was going on at the moment, because of course she was the star of the show. But then also, we got news, I think it was yesterday or today, that Michelle Trachtenberg, who was also in Buffy, she played Buffy's younger sister in the
Dawn. Yeah,
she played Dawn in the 2000 to 2003 series or whatever, season or whatever, and she basically came out saying that she just felt really uncomfortable with him around, and he basically saying that, you know, she can never be in the same room with him alone.
Wow.
She was never, according to this, says there was a rule saying Whedon is not allowed in a room with Michelle again.
Yeesh. I mean, I heard some shit got ugly for Age of Ultron too. That's the thing is, like, a lot of this stuff, I just kind of wasn't aware of it, and it's just because I wasn't aware of it. And a lot of people on my Twitter kind of filled me in, and I was reading a lot and, like, kind of doing research before. You're kind of like planning out the show, and I'm like, yo, man, that's fucked up. The thing is, like, and I, me and you talked about it too. Like, you can't let anyone get away with that. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know that they were young, they were teenagers, and the power dynamic there was really fucking bad. But he's worked with adults. And, like, Ray Fisher was the only one to say anything. And if other people had problems with him, they really should have said something. Because if you don't say anything, and I'm so sorry to anyone who takes offense to this, but like, to me, in my opinion, IMO. Like, if you don't confront an abuser or tell someone, you're like giving, you're not really, but in a way, the abuser will take that as permission to keep doing his bullshit to the next person and the next cast and the next crew. And it's happened in Hollywood a lot. It's fucking crazy that he's going to be, that he sounds like he's turning into another fucking Harvey Weinstein. And if it is that bad, I hope he never works in Hollywood ever again, man. Like, that's fucked up. Like, and it's so fucked out there. And people love his shit. And I'm like, yo, like, it's just like, wow, dude. Like I said, I was not aware of anything until Ray Fisher spoke out. And again, I'm so fucking sorry because I feel like a dick now.
It's all good. You know, it happens. You know, that's what happens. Like when you don't get the full story, you don't know the whole span of everything, where it's coming from. It's like, okay, whatever, you know?
I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but I've kind of dealt with a lot of that stuff, especially when I was younger. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, like, it's not an easy thing to confront. It's not an easy thing to deal with. And it's not an easy thing to live with. And like, yo, man, my heart goes out to everybody that had to deal with that shit just to make a living.
Yeah. And what sucks is that, like, these aren't just the few. These are only the few that's come out. So there's going to be a lot more people. Exactly.
So far.
So it's going to be crazy to see who else is going to say something about this, or whenever they decide to say something about it.
I mean, what the one thing I saw recently, because I remember there was some talk after Age of Ultron came out that the reason why it sucked is because, you know, there was like a lot of behind the scenes bullshit going on. Mm-hmm. And somebody brought it up too, like on my Twitter feed. And I was like, and I kind of read up on it. And I was like, now it makes a lot of sense how like the way that movie was made and film and the way it turned out afterwards, like it makes a lot of sense now.
It does. It makes complete sense now. I guess you can talk about the PS5 stuff before we get into the next piece.
Okay. I kind of mentioned it the last time I was on, because last time I was on was January 29th when we recorded, and I got the PS5 that Sunday. And wow. I just want to say I love you, PS5. I'm going to marry you. We are going to be registered at GameStop, Best Buy, and Amazon. It's going to be awesome. Oh my God, this fucking thing is the best. First off, I'm going to talk about like the good things, and then I'm going to get into how I got it. Because I know I didn't realize that like so many people are trying to get these things don't know how to get them. And it's a process, and it's tedious, and you need a lot of patience and a lot of timing and people helping you. But first, the system itself is just fucking amazing. I don't know how good the Xbox Series X is, and I'm going to get it at some point because I'm a gamer. But right now, the PS5 is like the best console I've ever had. Everything on it is at 60 frames per second. Everything on the PS4 kind of maxed out at 30 frames per second. The PS Pro was 60 FPS, but not for every game. This thing is at least 60 frames per second.
That's awesome.
For everything, right? So it plays PS4 games. It doesn't play anything but PS4 and PS5 games. If you got stuff from the store, the PSN, you should be able to download it, but a lot of stuff that's older won't work so far. And that's kind of like, it might change, but so far that's the only thing I've noticed. Okay. The system itself, right? So I got it and I was messing with it and I've been using that thing. Like, as much as I paid for it, I'm fucking playing that shit all the time. I'm playing that shit in my dreams. Like it was so hard and such a hassle to get it. But I love it. I really, really like what they did with it. And I'm actually I'm on the mind now that it's worth the hassle and the price just because it's such a great system. I got a bundle. The way I got it was this. All right, let me just kind of like re-edit my brain. So what happened was, do you remember last time you hung out with the kids?
Yeah.
It was November, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Nah, we had it for a week.
No, it was just after New Year's.
The long one was November, right?
Yeah.
All right. So when they were here was when the PS5 came out, right?
Right.
And like the PS5 is only being sold online. And like, it's not really at brick and mortar stores unless you've got one pre-ordered and it's going to be there like a Target and GameSpot.
Right.
So what Sony did was that they had their own website, and then like the other store websites had whatever they were going to get during that whole thing. And the amount of consoles that were left and they're out there did not meet the demand. And what happened was you had a lot of scalpers using bot programs that they actually used to shop for sneakers. They switched the bots to PS5s and Xbox Series X, and they just made it. That's one of the reasons why it's so hard to find the PS5. The other reason why it's hard to find the PS5 is because of COVID. There's a couple of shortages of certain things that go into the system. A couple of graphics chips. A lot of the chips that work in the PS5 are kind of low now. And there's a graphics card, too, for the PC that's like that. Like, you can't find it. So what I did was since I'm not working and I'm just kind of just hanging out until I figure out what I'm going to do. Like, I'm always online and I'm always kind of watching and reading and doing something nerdy. Right. And the PS5 came out, like, I'm all over Reddit now and I'm all over my Twitter stuff. And there are these sites on Twitter. I don't know if Facebook does it, cause I'm not really Facebook anymore, but Twitter and Reddit will help you get a system if you really want it. Like, you have to fucking work for this thing. So basically what happened was that the websites, the Twitter accounts, it's two. One is Wario64, W-A-R-I-O 64, one word. And the other one is Cheap Ass Gamers, which is Video Game Deals, one word on Twitter. And on Reddit, if you want to get the PS5, just like search on Reddit for PS5 and join the PS5 page, the r/PS5 and r/PlayStation, because they keep their updates up. So what these websites do is that whenever a store gets a stock or a website gets stock of a PS5 or Xbox Series X, they send out a bulletin, right? Like a heads up notice on all their accounts telling every nerd that wants to get this system, because you're fighting with like a million fucking people. They tell you how to get the system, right? And then you go to the website and you either like wait online on a virtual queue or you just shit out of luck. Yeah. And holy shit, man. Like, since fucking November, dude, I was trying to get one. Mm-hmm. I fucking lost sleep because some of the drops were like at 5 a.m. And I remember the week your kids were here, like, I felt so bad because I was such a dick to them at one point, because I was getting so fucking mad and stressed out trying to get a fucking PS5.
Mm-hmm.
They were slick too, man, because like the only people that were selling the PS5 at regular price was Sony itself. That's how my friends got theirs. But right. Everybody else was either doing markups or bundles, or you had the scalpers who were fucking charging like 10 grand for the fucking thing. And
that's ridiculous.
Fuck, yeah, dude, it was bad. It is still bad. Like, people are starting to crack down on that now. And
it's about time.
And the fact that nobody can get this fucking thing has really put a spotlight on what happens when every new console comes out. This happens every time a new console comes out, and it's really fucking not cool. It's not fun. Like, Nintendo does it on purpose. Sony didn't do it on purpose. Xbox didn't do it on purpose. But yo, like, it's hard to get these things. People who love them and have been playing games like all their lives, like me, really wanted to get this fucking system to fucking enjoy it, and I couldn't because some fucking big titty influencer on Instagram had one, or some other fucking idiot that doesn't play had one, or some fucking idiot who's not fucking going to play it got it. And I'm like, ah, like, I was screaming to her. I was losing my fucking mind. Like, all of us, dude. Like, I play Call of Duty Black Ops and Modern Warfare with a crew from the Bronx. And we were all like, yo, like, here it goes, here it goes, here it goes, here it goes. And dude, like, none of us were getting them. We were fucking losing our minds. Like, every fucking time we tried it, dude, you know how hard, like, oh my
god. Oh yeah, I know.
I've seen it firsthand. And then the other thing about it is that, like, right now, I could afford this stuff, which is the whole reason why I'm not working. Like, I'm good for now, right? So the fact that I have the money when I have it, because money comes and goes. And I'm like, these motherfuckers, I can fucking get this. I can afford one for the first time ever. And it's not here. Ah! Like, I lost my fucking mind. Like literally every fucking day. I had like, oh yeah, if when you're following the sites on Twitter, you can set the Twitter app to like tell you every time they tweet, right? Yeah. So that's another thing that's going to help you get a PS5. You got to turn on the notifications on your Twitter for those two accounts, Wario64 and Video Game Deals. And like, yo, they post a lot because they post like every minute, like every video game deal. My phone was lining up like a Christmas tree, dude, like 2 months trying to get this shit. And I was like, no, like, but yeah. All right. So that was my whole thing for like 4 fucking months. Like every time I couldn't get one, I would get mad at all Renee and be like, fuck this. I give up. Fuck them. Like, you can go through my Twitter and I was going off. I mean, I wasn't the only one, but I was like, yo, like, what the fuck, man? Like, you know how much money we gave Sony? Yeah, dude, it was hilarious.
I'm sorry, but it was fucking hilarious.
I was like, motherfucker. Yo, I lost my fucking mind. You know how much money, like, I've given Sony just on the PS5 and the just on the PS4? Like, I love Sony stuff, and as bad as a fucking company as they can be, like they are the leader right now in video games. So yeah, like I was doing this for a while, I gave up multiple times, and it was really funny because I finally got one, and the way it happened was really funny and very Renee. So one of the things that I do on my laptop is I use Chrome a lot, right? I think Chrome, it is what it is. On my laptop, I have two other browsers. I have Microsoft Edge and I have Firefox, right? So one of the guys, like everybody in my like Call of Duty clan, like they got PS5s and I was the only one playing on a PS4. I was like, fuck you guys. And it was cool because like you can crossplay. Like if I have a PS5, right?
Yeah, isn't this the first time that you can actually
do
stuff like that?
Yeah, the really cool thing about the last year in video games is that they've actually really embraced cross-platform playing. Like, you can play with people on a PS4, PS5, and a computer when you play Call of Duty on the PS5. And on the Xbox, I think it's the same thing. So, so one day, there was a week in, the January, I guess after the Christmas holiday and the Christmas rush stuff, they had more supply, right? So there was like drops at Best Buy. The ones that I was looking for was like, Best Buy, GameStop, Sony itself, the Sony website too. And I actually got online. Mm-hmm. I got into the virtual queue and actually like, all right, I got to kind of really explain that perfectly, but like I got into the line to get them. I had them in my cart. I had PS5s in my cart. And by the time I went to click, oh my God, like just thinking about it again, I'm getting all fucking anxiety. But basically what happened was, and it kept pissing me off. Yeah, I was like I would do everything I needed to do and I still couldn't get the fucking thing. I was like, what the fuck? Like you would, like, let's say like when they posted a link to Walmart selling them, right? I would click on it on my phone and I would click on it on Google Chrome, right? And yo, I lost my shit because every time I try to fucking check out, the CAPTA Are You a Robot stuff would fucking go all buggy on Chrome and my phone. So by the time I fucking figured out what to do, the fucking PS5 that I had in my cart had been stolen by some other fucking idiot. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's what pissed me off. I was like, I would be in the line, I would get the fucking thing in my cart. And anything else, if you put that shit in your cart, it stays there, but not a PS5. So yeah, dude, like at the nanosecond it took for me to fucking press a button, that shit was gone. I was so stressed.
That sucks.
And then, yeah, but dude, like every time I try to get that shit, like that's why I was getting mad. Like every time that you saw me flipping out or having like both my laptops open, like a fucking idiot, like and my phone and my tablet, that's what I was doing, right?
Yeah.
So finally, in January, after the Christmas rush stuff, like they kind of put more out into the wild. And they've actually, I figured out when I got it why, but I'll get to that in a second. From like January, I think 6 or 7, like almost every other day, there was a drop going on from Best Buy or GameStop, Sony, Target. And one other, and Sam's Club too, which actually that pissed me off even more because I'm a member, We pay them, and you motherfuckers can't hold one for us? I was like, what the fuck am I paying a fucking membership fee? That's like a whole other rent. But yeah, I got so annoyed with that. So January, I was kind of like, all right, let me try again. Because I hadn't tried, like, for December. I think 2 weeks, a week before Christmas was, like, the last time I tried in December. But right. When January came around, I was like, you know what? Let me try again. So I got on the message boards, and I started really reading up on how people got it. And I started, like, kind of following the trails on Twitter. And I realized that one of the problems might be the browser, Chrome. I don't know what Chrome has. There's certain websites I can't download stuff from on Chrome. But if I click on Microsoft Edge or Firefox, I can download it. Like right. The comic book stuff that I download and the books that I download. I couldn't get them from Chrome anymore. And I couldn't figure out what it was. It wasn't the firewall. It wasn't anything else. It was the fucking browser. Because when I went to Microsoft Edge, the other one, no problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, yo, let me try every fucking browser up on both computers for shits and giggles next time, right? So I'm playing Call of Duty with the crew. And they're all like letting me know whenever they saw something. Because I had turned off the Twitter shit. Because I was like, yo, I can't. This is like... It's fucking pissing me off. So I had turned off the Twitter notifications. And yeah, dude, like that day we were playing Call of Duty and I had the laptop open and I was playing. So like whenever I was playing, I would close the laptop and then I would open it to check every time like we finished the match, the game. And on one of them, I actually got in to the GameSpot bundle. And it was a really good bundle because the bundles were really expensive when the system came out last year. And even through Christmas, but now they're kind of going back to like regular price. Like you're not being overcharged for shit,
right? The normal price for shit.
Yeah, so you're basically paying the normal price, and actually, I ended up getting a little bit of a huge kind of discount and savings on the bundle that I picked up. Yeah, I think the GameSpot bundles are pretty much the best ones to get right now. Nice. The one I got had the PS5 with the controller, an extra controller. Three games because Spider-Man and Miles Morales are two different games. Plus Demon's Souls, right? So that's three games. I did the math on that right before we started recording. And all together because the fucking controllers are not cheap. The system
they haven't that's the shit that the remotes have never been cheap.
Yeah.
For Sony systems. Like they've always been like $40 to $60 for just a remote.
Yeah, and with this system though, it's definitely worth the price, and I'll get into that too in a second. But the way my bundle came out, right, $500 for the PS5, $70 for Spider-Man Miles Morales, $60 for Spider-Man, and $70 for Demon's Souls, plus another $70 for a controller, plus $20 gift card with a discount, right? So it came out to like $770 if they had tried to fuck me and like pay me full price. I paid $700.
Wow, yeah.
And I got it for like what, seven with tax, it was under $750. That's a really good deal for all I got, man. And once I got the system and I started playing with it, but let me go back to the how I actually got it, because it was actually really funny. So I'm playing Call of Duty and we're like doing our thing and I'm, you know, whatever. I turn around and I open up my laptop after we had done a match, because like in between matches, you have like either you stop, take a break, or you kind of wait for the next game to start. So when I was doing that, I turn around, open my laptop, and I just clicked the fucking thing and I got in. Like I got it. And I was like, oh my God. Like I was screaming when I got in. I was like, oh shit, man. I think I got one. And like we started playing a match and I was like, yo, stop. Like I gotta go. And I texted my friend. I'm like, yo, I think I got one. I think I got one. It was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, oh my God. I turn into Stewie when he gets all fucking excited. Oh, like, yeah. Oh, shit, I got one. So, yeah.
Like, it was crazy, back right? And forth and shit.
Yeah, it was crazy because, like, it was at least 10, 15 minutes from the time I had started to kind of wait on the queue.
Right.
So, when I opened the laptop the second time. And, yeah, it was because I was using Microsoft Edge and not Chrome and whatever other browsers people use. I don't know what they use on the Apple stuff. But yeah, man, because I finally fucking like switched the browsers around, I was able to get in. And I was like, oh my God, I was like, touchdown, PS5, yes. And they told me they told us that like that's the bundles that they're selling, they ship out like 2 weeks after. They told us that the bundles that ship out from GameStop take at least 2 weeks, and like the one that I got was supposed to start shipping February, but I got it in like a week and a half. Like I got it in like 10 days.
Yep.
Because yeah, like I got a text on Saturday from FedEx telling me it was on its way, and like yeah, it showed up on Sunday, and I was like Christmas in fucking January, man. I love the system. I've been playing it so much that I gave myself carpal tunnel again. And it's just a great fucking system. It is worth the hassle, and it's definitely worth the price of admission if you're a video gamer.
Nice.
Like I said, everything is at 60 FPS. Some of the games coming out are going to be at 120 FPS. It streams everything at, you know, that high level. Everything that it streams is 4K if it can be. I've tried Disney Plus and HBO Max on it, and it looks really good. And it sounds great too. The video games that I get, the games that I've been playing the most of it on it are the Call of Duty games. And those games, like the loading, because it's not a regular hard drive or it's not an old school hard drive, it's a solid state hard drive. It's basically like a giant flash card. It just goes. So there's no loading at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. The controller, I figured out why I got carpal tunnel. And it's because the controller is a little bit heavier than, is a lot heavier actually than the other one, than the PS4 one. And the controller's like really, it's really dynamic in that it's, they call it a haptic feedback thing. So it's like, it's got different levels of like rumble, and it's got a speaker on it. It's got a microphone built into the controller that actually works really well. Nice. But when you hold it in your hands, it's like a bigger controller. It's a lot heavier. And for people like me who are older and have like, you know, carpal tunnel and other issues in their hands, it's going to be a really hard system to use. But if you take care of your hands, you should be able to do it. But yeah, I had to get a carpal tunnel brace and some other stuff. Again, I've had carpal tunnel issues since like 2010. So it's not like a new thing, but it hasn't been that bad since like 2014. Like I had the braces and everything, but I got rid of them when I was in Chicago because I didn't use them. Yeah, like there's no negatives, man. Like the only negative on the system is the bullshit and hassle you have to go through for now. Sony's putting more systems out. They're able to make more systems now, so they shouldn't be as crazy, but it's still fucking crazy. The system that I got was also the second. I forgot how to say it. It's not the first run. It's like the second run.
Yeah, the second run, or whatever.
Yeah, so like, cause the first run, the Xbox had like this really cool like it had like the symbols all over the system and all over the controller. So it was like it felt grippy. So you had like the square, the buttons from the PS4 controller on it, like X, square, circle, triangle, over and over and over again, all over the system and the controller too. But mine doesn't have that, and I figured out why, because it's like the second batch of systems. The hard drive is great. If you want to play PS4 games, you can get a external hard drive, put all your PS4 games on that hard drive, and they will play from that hard drive on the PS5. I know at some point they're going to make it so that you can switch the hard drive that's built in, but those solid-state hard drives are really expensive now, which is why the system itself is $500. Because I took out, it's really easy. Like every system that I have, I took out the original storage and I put like 5 2-terabyte hard drives in them. It's really easy. It's not that hard. If you can like use a screwdriver and not drop anything, you can do it. Like if my stone ass can do it, anybody can do it. Yeah. So yeah, that's like the only negative is the hard drive space on it. Cause like I tried to kind of do all of my game stuff on it and I didn't have enough room. But, once I figured out what I wanted to do and just not have like, you know, brought over from my PS4, it was fine. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, a lot of Spider-Man. I started Miles Morales, but I kind of want to go back and finish Spider-Man before I do that. Yeah. That's nice. It. Like I said, if you guys have any questions, if you're listening to this and you have any questions about it, just feel free to reach out to me at my DarthBX Instagram and Twitter, and I'll show you how it's done. But if you kind of just do what I said and like focus on those sites that I told you and turn on your notifications on Twitter and just be really patient. Like, that's the one thing. Like, you got to be really, really patient, man. And it's definitely worth getting. It's totally worth the hassle. It's totally worth the hassle, man. Because it's like the best console I've ever had. Like, I've been playing this shit like nonstop since I got it. And I'm like, yo, we got engaged. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
We're about to have babies.
I'm so happy. I'm going to actually, the other cool thing is that I have like, I love fighting games. So I have a couple of fighting controllers and a joystick thing, like a fight stick for the PS4. They work on the PS5. I tested it out with Mortal Kombat. Yeah, I tested it out with Mortal Kombat. And I'm going to test it out with Street Fighter V and the collection that has all the old games later tonight.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's fucking dope.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'm gonna say is like, yeah, if you have hand issues and carpal tunnel issues, just be aware that the controller is like way heavier than the normal PS4 controller.
Right. Okay. Definitely be checking that shit out. Eventually.
I know you're not like, I'm into it. I'm a video game guy. Like, I've been playing video games since I was fucking 5. So. I'm always gonna have everything that's out, but I'm not like everyone, and like not everyone's like that. So you know, I just hope I can help people get one. Like if you're listening to this and you get one, I'm so happy for you because you're gonna love it.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So I guess we could keep going into the more geeky shit.
How was that?
That was good. That was good. All right. That was good. So we got news this week. That we spoke about it previously, that HBO is going to be doing the Last of Us into a live action show, and we finally got word of who's actually going to be in it for at the moment so far.
Yes,
this is fucking exciting. The dude from fucking The Mandalorian,
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal's going to be playing Joel. That's going to be fucking cool. And then not just that, but they also cast Ellie, and that's going to be the girl from Game of Thrones, Bella Ramsey,
Lady Mormont.
Yeah, Lady Mormont. Hell yeah, she's gonna be playing Ellie, and that's gonna be fucking dope.
Yeah,
she's a little badass, dude.
Yeah, the game is awesome. Like you saw me play some of it, and I told you about the story because the second one gave me like PTSD, but like in a good way. Because it's so fucking dark and fucked up. But it was like, it made me think about a lot of stuff that's going on and a lot of things in my life, man. It was a really fucking weird game. And it's such a great series and game that is so well done and written that you actually feel for these people. The Last of Us games, if you don't know what it is, it takes place like, I guess, 10 years into a future. And there's been like a weird like space war that invades the Earth. And it infects people with the zombie-like virus, but it's a fungus. So it's just like, if you breathe it, you get it. And the way the story in the game kind of goes, the way the game works, like, you're following everyone's path in life during the shit that's going on. And the first game is about getting Ellie to a safe place because, I mean, it's a spoiler, but I mean, they're going to talk about it. It's actually in the description. But Ellie's the only human being on the planet so far that's immune to this plague. And in the first game at the end, there's a bunch of different endings to it. But the right ending is that Joel kills the doctor that was going to operate on Ellie's brain to kind of look for a cure for the virus. But if anyone knows anything about that kind of stuff, like, if you're going to do that, you have to kind of, like, it's post-mortem. Like, they have to literally take your brain apart.
Yeah.
So for them to do it, they're going to kill Ellie, and Joel sacrifices everything for one person. And the repercussions of that are what we see in Last of Us 2. Actually, that reminds me of something I wanted to say in the Star Wars thing. Your actions have repercussions now. More so than they ever have in our history. And playing a game like that, where it kind of like forces you to see the consequences of a person's actions in your face, because you're taking part in it. It's a really shocking and really good way to tell the story. Last of Us 2, like, a lot of people didn't like it, but I fucking loved it. I think actually, the people that didn't like it are the same fucking idiots that support Gina Carano. There's a trans character near the end of the game, the trans character. I don't want to like spoil it, but it's a great character. It's a great fucking character. And me being an older fucking, I used to be super religious when I was younger. I was like really homophobic and transphobic until like 20. And like I remember playing this game, and I'm like, yo, wow. Like I would never have even touched this game 20 years ago. Yep. But like, wow. But
then again, this type of game wouldn't have come out 20 years ago.
That too, yeah. I mean, it's really fucking good. If you guys don't play stuff, but you want to see what happens, you can just go on YouTube and just put in Last of Us, and they'll like, they put the game stuff, the story, in the video game. There's like these sections where it's like a video, like it's just like a you see them do shit. That's all on YouTube. Like the story of the two games are all on YouTube, and it's a great story, man. Like I'm so glad that HBO is doing this because they know how to make shit fucking work. It has to be a prequel because of the events of the games,
right?
Yeah. So I cannot wait for this, man. I'm such a huge fan of Pedro Pascal. I've been following his career since I first saw him in Narcos. And if you haven't seen Narcos on Netflix, man, you got to check this shit out. It's really good. And the girl that played Lady Mormont, she was great in Game of Thrones. And she was like one of the breakout stars of the last three seasons. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad she got the job, dude. Because like the one thing about the game and the show too, the only reason that this works is because the acting and the characters are so well done and portrayed that you actually feel for them. Like these, like when you're playing Last of Us 2, man, like I think I put 60 hours in it. And by the end of it, man, I was like, wow. It gave me PTSD, but like when I say in a good way, I mean, like it made me think about a lot of shit that I've done. It made me think about the relationships that I had in my life and so much shit.
Made you rethink life.
Yeah, man. Like, especially like because we're in the year of COVID, and especially when the game came out, because the game came out what, June? Last of Us 2 came out in June. Like it leaked online. The whole fucking game leaked online like a month before, and they had to release it earlier than they were expecting. And I didn't get it until September, I think, or October, when it was like $20 on sale. And yeah, man, the game blew me the fuck away. I've never cried in a fucking video game, and I fucking cried at this. Like legit, I fucking cried. I was like, "Oh my god, like this is such a good game that I never want to play again." But I will, because like the PTSD shit was crazy. Shit you got to do is nuts, man. But I can't wait to see what HBO does with this, man. I'm so happy that this
HBO is on a good roll with what they've been doing. So I'm excited to see what HBO's been doing a lot of good shit for a long time. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah, like, I really haven't seen anything that's from HBO that I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't want to watch this anymore because this is kind of stupid, other than, like, you know, Sex and the City and shit, but...
Yeah, Sex and the City is, like, their big one that we just, like, as a New Yorker, like, it's just such a bullshit show. And we can get into it later at some point, but... and that show, I think that show ruined New York. Because I remember living in Williamsburg, and every chick I met, oh... I saw Sex in the City and I wanted to come here. And I'm like, ugh, we already got enough of you fucking idiots. And the New York in that show is a rich person's New York. Yeah. It's not normal. You don't see a roach or a rat in that fucking show. Like, I'm like, what the shit? Because I never saw it until like my exes were forcing me to watch it. And I'm like, no. And I was working for rich people at the time too. So I was like, yeah, fuck this. HBO's made great shit, man, since the beginning. Like, I personally, like, another thing that I can't watch again because it gave me PTSD is 6 Feet Under. And that show's fucking amazing.
You know, I've never watched that one. I gotta watch that.
It's really good.
Okay. Okay. And then some other shit it's gonna be on HBO, of course. But it's something that we've been speaking about for quite some time. And because, of course, we've had our thoughts about the original and the fact that they're actually gonna be they're doing the Snyder cut of the Justice League. And this week we got a first look at a bunch of shit that we haven't seen from from Justice League, and now that, of course, the Snyder Cut is coming, Zack Snyder's like, I want to put out everything before everybody sees everything when it comes out. And this is something that we've actually been talking about, the fact that, like, why is he just putting this stuff out? Because by the time we see this, it's going to be pointless because we're going to be tired of it already. First thing is that we got the first look at Jared Leto's Joker. That's going to be in this because, of course, you know, they brought him back for this. He was in, you know, Suicide Squad, and that was just what he did there. He was there. But we didn't see him in Justice League originally. And the fact that he's going to be in this is kind of interesting. Because How does he fit into this entire thing?
Well, if you look at him, and it's been like kind of like, they talked about it when you kind of go into the whole fucking Snyder Cut stuff. That Joker doesn't have tattoos, and he's got long hair. Like,
so it's a bit of a prequel type thing.
Like, yeah, like, so it's got to be like a flashback. Right. It's the only way it can work, because they... I'm going to watch it, but I'm biting my tongue for a lot of reasons, but I won't get into it until it fucking actually comes out. I don't want to be an asshole, complete asshole about it. Right. But the Granny Goodness thing, I just saw it. That looks cool.
Yeah, yeah. So the next thing was, of course, Granny Goodness. Granny Goodness is somebody that we haven't seen in actual film. We've seen her and we've heard about her in the animated stuff and in the comics as well. But yeah, actually
last time she was in Harley, right? The last thing she was in was Harley Quinn.
Yeah, and Harley Quinn, yeah. She was in a few episodes of the last season of Harley Quinn. But actually getting to see her in true form is going to be pretty fucking cool. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. Because, of course, you know, she's one of those characters that, like, you when you think of Granny Goodness, you're like, oh, yeah, she's a nice little old lady. No, she's not. She's the complete opposite of that. She's a dickbag, and she's fucking a complete badass at the same time. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with that. But then on top of just that, we also get the first look of where Darkseid's from, Apocalypse, and it looks fucking cool. Even though it's just like a quick second, a quick, you know, snapshot of what Apocalypse looks like. It looks fucking cool the way they made it look. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. And then one more little snippet of, you know, this like 19-second little teaser that we saw is we get to see Batman in the black suit. Superman in his black suit. Why did I say Batman? Because, of course, I love Batman, so why would I not say Batman? But Superman in his black suit. So, you know, the death of Superman, he comes back, he has the black suit. So, yeah, that's fucking cool, because we haven't really experienced Superman in a Superman black suit as much, because he wasn't really in it in Justice League, was he? Because I don't remember that.
Wait, hold on. The Snyder Cut, I keep confusing myself. Yeah, Justice League, yeah, he shows up and he's wearing the suit. No, he's wearing pants.
Okay, so he's just wearing
when he's fighting them in Chicago, where it's supposed to be Metropolis or whatever, just wearing like pants.
Okay.
Like black pants. He's got black pants on.
Okay, yeah, well, in this one, we see him in just a brief second. We see him in the black suit, which was technically he was buried in after he died.
Yeah, the Kryptonian suit,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's going to be fucking cool. I kind of want to see that, because it kind of goes back to the comic, you know, with, you know, the death and return of Superman and all that shit. So I'm kind of excited to see that. But besides that, like, I'm still kind of skeptical about, you know, the entire thing. But regardless, you know, it's going to be kind of cool. I kind of want to see it. And we're going to watch it. So we'll let you know what we think about this. Of course, it's still like 4 or 5 months away. But until then.
Was it in March? I thought it was March. Is it May?
I think it's in May, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's in May because it's supposed to be like, you know, a 4-part series or some shit like that. They keep going back and forth. Like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a 4-part series, and then it's like, oh no, it's gonna be a 4-hour movie. I don't fucking know. I just want to fucking see it already. Like, just give it to me. There's some other shit, of course. Now we're going to get off of DC stuff. Because, you know, that's there now. And no more HBO shit either. For now, at least. We got news that, of course, we have a new villain for Captain Marvel. We've been wondering about Captain Marvel since, you know, since his 2019 debut that we got to see in theaters. Like, okay, so what are they going to do with this now? I enjoyed the fuck out of the first one. So seeing that they're going to do a second one and seeing that it's actually not technically, I don't know if they're going to continue with it being all the way back in time like it was in the 90s in the last one. But I want to see what they're going to do with this one because, of course, you know, it has to, you know, kind of sort of fall in line with, you know, with kind of a future time because, of course, you know, we've had so much shit happen since, you know, since the last one. And we got news that there's going to be a female villain. And they've actually spoken to Zoe Ashton. I think that's how you pronounce her name. And she's been in a few things. But the main thing is that, of course, she's going to be playing the villain role in this. And the main villain role that I can think of as a, because technically they're saying, you know, she's, they've already touched on the Kree being in it. So my thought is as being a Kree and she's going to be a villain, my thought would be like, yo, maybe she's going to be, you know, Dr. Minerva or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So like seeing her as Dr. Minerva would be fucking dope. Because, you know, she's a pretty badass, you know? Because, you know, they're trying to figure out how, you know. And because also there's a lot of rumors saying that it's a possibility that all these, you know, little things in WandaVision could possibly be Kree as well. Or, you know, lots of shit that's been infiltrated in the world has been, you know, with the Kree since, you know, Captain Marvel and stuff. So we don't know. It could be that. But I'm kind of excited to see this because, of course, you know, she is a geneticist or whatever, a Kree geneticist. So seeing how this will play out in a bit of the future world in Captain Marvel is going to be kind of fucking cool. I'm excited to see that for sure.
Yeah, we're going to talk about WandaVision next week. You have too much to cover today. So.
Yeah. We've already covered a lot of shit this week so far. Next thing, Marvel shit, of course. I fucking love Lawrence Fishburne. Everything that he's done to me, it's been fucking amazing. And he's also been casting in some Marvel shit now too. Unfortunately, it's only going to be live action. It's not going to be live action. It's going to be animated, but he's going to be in Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, which is a series that recently it came out. I'm going to say like about 10 years ago it started or whatever. To my knowledge, I don't remember it being that much of an older series, right?
I mean, right. I didn't know. Like, I had no idea. Like, yeah, I didn't even know that comic existed, dude. Like, I think okay. Squirrel Girl and that one, I had no idea they were like a thing.
Okay, yeah. So this is definitely a newer comic that I'm sure of. But we got news that he's going to be playing a most badasses. Of course, at the moment, it's just he's just going to be kind of like a voiceover type dude. But he's been playing the Beyonder. That's fucking cool.
Yo, when I saw that today, I squealed. Because Beyonder is a character from the fucking 80s. He's a very popular, he's a god. He's basically a god in the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. And the first time he showed up in the Marvel Universe was Secret Wars back in the 80s, which is the comic book that had the black Spider-Man suit for the first time, which mm-hmm. ended up being Venom and some other stuff. The Beyonder is basically an omniscient being in the Marvel Universe that can change reality, give people powers, make their powers more stronger than they did, which he did with Molecule Man. And I think he fucking fucked around some other stuff too in the Marvel Universe in the comic books. This is the first time we're going to be seeing him in the MCU. Mm-hmm. You remember, everything in the cartoons is part of the MCU. Like, yep. Whatever you see now from now on, on mm-hmm. a screen or a video game is part of the MCU.
It's part of canon.
So, yeah, it's part of canon with the MCU. Like this girl in the Avengers game, like that's part of canon now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Beyonder's like a huge villain in the Marvel Universe that hasn't been used in a really long time.
Yeah.
Except maybe in this comic book, which I gotta kind of look up. I'm just gonna say it's gonna be fucking badass. Like, if they keep this going and they bring the Beyonder into the next phase of the movies and they keep the voice, it'll be fucking badass because, like, the character can be anything or anyone, so it doesn't really matter. And Lawrence Fishburne playing him would be fucking, oof, it'd be fucking awesome.
It'd be fantastic, dude.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. One thing that, and then, one more thing that I'm kind of excited for, kind of not excited for at the same time, is the fact that they're actually working on a sequel for Face Off right now.
Yeah, that was a weird story.
It's 24 years after Face Off, they're actually working on a sequel for it. And allegedly, or possibly, John Travolta and Nicolas Cage might be part of it.
All right, cool.
I'm excited for this. Like, I'm excited and not excited at the same time for us. Of course, it's a bazillion years since the original.
Gotta see it again. Like, I don't remember this movie at all.
Dude, I fucking love this movie. It has one of my favorite lines of all time. I was like, I can eat a peach. I could eat a peach for days.
Huh.
Fucking amazing line. But it's such a good fucking movie. John Woo did such a good job with it. And seeing that they're actually gonna do a sequel to this, I'm like, okay, how could they possibly do this any better? Or can they actually make any sense for today? I want to see how they make it work, because it was an insane movie for its time. Because back then, like, who really thought about, people cutting off their faces and putting on somebody else's?
Yeah, and then 20 years later, they fucking started doing it.
So I'm excited for it. I'm excited and not excited at the same time. I'm all over the place with it, but yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be interesting.
I'm a big fan of the director. The first time I heard of Adam Wingard was the VHS anthology movies,
Oh, that's right.
and
Okay.
he's like a horror guy, and he's one of the guys who made new horror better. Like,
Right.
he's not Ari whatever from making, Hereditary and Midsommar. He's like an old school classic horror guy, and his stuff is fucking great. Like, if you haven't seen VHS, it's on Amazon Prime. It's a great horror thing if you've never seen it.
Absolutely.
VHS 2 isn't on streaming sites, but if you can find it, check it the fuck out. It's really fucking good. The last one sucks, but Adam wasn't in it. Yeah, no, it's I. He actually came out today or yesterday saying that, because what they said was that it was going to be a reboot or reimagining, and he was like, nah. Like, he put out an official statement saying, no, it's a sequel. Like, I would never disrespect the original Face Off and John Woo and Travolta and Cage. Like, this is a sequel, and we know what we're doing. I have faith. And I like that. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of his work.
Hell
He's
yeah.
done a bunch of other movies. Like, I can't fucking, I don't want to go looking for it because I'm going to fucking fuck up my phone connection while we're recording. But no, he's a really good horror director, and he's done some other stuff that's not horror lately. So I'm really excited to see what he brings to the table and how he does it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited it was gonna happen. Because, like I said, like I fucking love that movie and that line. It's just in my brain.
Like,
Every time I see a fucking peach, I'm like, yeah, that line.
I remember it was a good, fun movie, and it was definitely a John Woo movie because I had some of the stupid shit from back then. So, like, yeah,
Yeah.
like I definitely gotta check it out again because I remember a little bit of the fucking shootout stuff, some of the action stuff, but like I
Yeah.
haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah. That was one of those movies I was like, oh shit, they did the whole, the gunfightings, like the way they did. I was like, I love it. I love it.
No, what I do remember is Nicolas Cage in the priest costume. That part I like. I definitely remember the rock and roll priest thing.
Yeah, I think that was the same scene with the line that I just made.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. It's on one of the streaming things. I forgot which one because
Oh
I've
yeah,
seen it pop up a few times.
it's on there somewhere. I know that for sure. But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this week for the geek shit. So make sure you guys go to innershittygeeks.net where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We have It's Poppin'. We have Comics was a War, Manga Time, Anime World. What is it? First Watch. Inner City Geeks Turntable, the Inner City Geeks webcomic, Brights of J Presents, so much fucking shit, so much written random shit on there. Go check all that shit out. Because, of course, you know, it's cool to check it out, you know? I mean, let us know what you think about all that shit. You can listen to the show on Stitcher, on Google Podcast, on SoundCloud, and on motherfucking Spotify.
Yeah, fuck Apple.
Yeah. No, fuck that place. then you can find us on the socials. Go find us on the Facey Space or faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks on the Inner City Geeks on the Instagram and the Twitters. Find us both on there. And then you can find you where, sir?
You can find me in front of the PS5.
Yeah, that works.
But my Instagram and Twitter are at DarfBX, Darf plus Bronx. It's not Darf Box like every fucking idiot thinks it is. So annoying when I'm playing games. I'm like, yo, Box. I'm like, no, dude, it's Bronx. DarfBX, the Sith from the Bronx. DarthBX, one word. Like I said, I'm not really on Facebook anymore. So yeah, but I'm always on Instagram. I'm always on, you know.
On the tweet,
like, had a complete fucking brain fart. Yeah, I'm always on Twitter. I'm always on Instagram. I have like everything connected to me is DarfBX. So like on the PSN, the Xbox, Steam, all that shit, it's always DarfBX. So if you guys want to like play with me online or like find me, just DarfBX, Darf Bronx. That's it. That's all you gotta think about.
Yeah,
Darth Vader was from the Bronx. He'd be Renee.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Then you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter, both at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that's it for the motherfucking show. So I guess say your goodbye, sir.
To like the three people that are listening, I love you for listening. Thank you so much. Please, like I said, if you have any feedback for us, please leave it on our page or on Steve or mine or the Inner City Geeks Twitter or Instagram. And we're always aware of what's going on and what's like the people who contact us that way. So yeah, we actually will respond to you like immediately. But yeah, man, everybody be good. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Avoid any fucking thing that you might get arrested. And please stay safe, man. We're still not out of this yet. We still got like another year of bullshit to go.
Yeah.
Please keep your head up, guys. Keep your head up, guys. And to everyone in New York dealing with a lot of the bullshit, man, you will get through this.
Absolutely. We'll get all through this. So before we go, I'd like to bring some music to the show. And this week, of course, I'm bringing a bit of an older song because, of course, you know, it's been kind of iffy with, you know, the new musics and stuff this year so far. Of course, you know, the first quarter of the year usually brings out a lot of garbage shit. But I decided to go with a cover song. A cover song of a song that came out way back in the day from Faith No More. And the song is Midlife Crisis. But this one is done by Breaking in a Sequence. And it's a good damn cover. So, yeah. It's fucking dope. So you need to check this shit out, right? And, well, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.